when you first said voice, the first thing that came to mind for me, Teresa, is quality. Qualities in a speaking voice or an instrument, making a sound. And I know that when I first started becoming interested in music, much younger, I found that when I heard certain instruments or certain singers or even just certain people speaking, sometimes if the quality of that voice or the instrument sound was just right, I would find that it would just stop me in my tracks and I would have to listen to it no matter what it was. And there are a lot of different arguments in music, and I'm sure it's the same in the theater world. Some say it doesn't matter how you say it. What's more important is what you're saying. Because the beauty, or however compelling or provocative the sound of your voice is, some people say, or your instrument's tone, some people say that can distract the audience from what you're actually saying. And other people say it doesn't matter what you're saying if the voice that you're using is not compelling or attractive in some way, or at least provocative in some way. And my opinion on that is that I can remember many times in my life that I've heard a sound from an instrument or someone speaking or anything where it's just completely stopped me. And I don't know if this happens to the rest of you in this room, but a few times in my life I have to pull over by the side of the road because I can't focus on what's happening if it's in the car. That may sound a little, you know, overly dramatic, but it's happened a few times. And I could tell you what they are, maybe, if it, you know.
If you are willing to tell us what they are,
we would like to know. There, the Baroque composer Antonio Vivaldi wrote many, many violin and concerti. They're just solo performances, solo pieces that feature the violin. And he wrote a few of them that were performed by a Venetian string orchestra. And this one violin soloist I heard on the radio a few months ago, I think his name is Andrea Marconi. And it was so beautiful that I had to stop what I was doing and pull over. I drive a scooter to campus, so I had to pull the I know this is probably unsafe, but sometimes I drive around with headphones. And I had to listen to the whole thing. That's not uncommon for musicians or theater people, I think, to be completely dumbstruck by something. But so that would be my first reaction to that, is pushing students, pushing myself, pushing others to make the most beautiful voice they can, so that you stop people and they can't focus on anything else other than what you're sharing. And that is a great challenge, I think. Mostly because it is the scariest thing in the world to truly look in the mirror and honestly assess what kind of a sound or what kind of a, you know, how beautiful, how compelling, how interesting is what I'm offering. And it's very scary to open yourself up to that kind of vulnerability. And I think it's the first step in improving.